With all 10 precincts reporting in just after 11 p.m. on Tuesday, Ortiz had a little more than 52% of the vote. Republican challenger Bob Sievertson had just over 42%, and Constitution Party candidate Ken Shaw drew about 5%. Ortiz says he's honored to be the apparent choice of the House District 36 voters, but says he won't celebrate fully until all the ballots are counted. He credits a positive message for his apparent win, along with a focus on what he was able to accomplish his first term.
But then also talked about, you know, what still needed to be done, and I think the voters recognized that, you know, the legislature in this past year or past session didn't get it done, that with some of the tough work that we needed to get done. And I think that their votes were a vote of support that would be one of the guys that could help bring about some solutions.
Ortiz, who's unaffiliated with a party, caucused with the minority Democrats during the last session, but said during his campaign that he expected to be part of a bipartisan majority if he won re-election. Sievertson questioned that during the campaign, arguing that Republicans have held the majority for many years. Ortiz said Tuesday night that a bipartisan majority was looking likely. He noted that the race in Juneau appears to be going to the Democratic challenger, along with a couple of Anchorage races.
For us to have a bipartisan majority, we needed to have one of those three victories, assuming I have a victory. We needed to have one of those three, and it looks like we might get three of those three. So I'm pretty optimistic that there's going to be a bipartisan majority.
This particular campaign was notable for the district because of the influx of outside money flowing in from Anchorage and Washington, D.C. Those funds primarily went to a PAC formed to support Sievertson and paid for attack ads against Ortiz. Ortiz says this part of the state doesn't respond well to negative campaigning.
Southeast Alaska is different in that we, you know, I think we try to keep things civil and try to keep things more about the positives of a particular candidate rather than the negatives of the opponent. And so hopefully that message will carry through.
The Alaska Division of Elections doesn't provide a precinct breakdown until Wednesday at the earliest. The total district-wide numbers reported for each candidate are Ortiz, 3,171, Sievertson, 2,564, and Shaw, 314. Those numbers don't include absentee ballots. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.